I've travelled many roads and across many centuries, and here I am again, from Mons to Mons, just like the British Expeditionary Force that started and ended their great war here. For the soldiers, the journey took 4 bloody years. 4 years of bloodshed between the first and the last battle. A terrible return trip between Belgium and France. Our first stop is Le Cateau. It's 1914. We're following in the footsteps of the British retreat and the Angels of Mons. Then on to Cambrai, on the trail of the Mark IV tanks. And finally, we'll be looking at the 100 Days Offensive and the Armistice. Who still remembers all those soldiers and civilians who today are just names on plaques and monuments that no one stops to look at anymore? Who better than the guardian angel of their memory? 8th of August 1918, the Battle of Amiens halted the German offensive that had been launched in the spring. For the first time, the Allies gained the upper hand, which they would keep until the liberation of Mons on the 11th of November 1918. History has named this series of final victories the 100 Days Offensive. In 4 months, the Allies liberated 800 square kilometres of French and Belgian territory. Craig Jarvis knew the area well. As a sergeant in the British cavalry, he took part in the retreat from Mons in 1914. He charged alongside the tanks in the Battle of Cambrai. He liberated the town in October 1918 before returning to Mons. During the 4 years of war, he kept a diary. The very one that Manon is now holding. She is his great-granddaughter, the girl I have been protecting under my wing since we were in Mons, the same as I did for her great-grandfather in his time.